Okay, everybody, good morning.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you.
Good. Nice to see you again. Okay, today we're going to do Unit 9 or Lesson 9, and it does deal with culture like some past lessons do. What I will do is, basically go through the questions, and then I would like to have time to ask review questions of past lessons, depending on how much time it takes. The first question here is, how do you explain Shoji and Fusuma to foreign tourists? What is the difference between them? First, I'm going to just ask, what is Shoji? What is Shoji?
Shoji, sliding doors, sliding doors covered with thin white paper on a wooden plank. They are usually used by the windows because they are translucent and used as light diffusers. That's it.
Okay, all right. Fine. What I'll do is pass this around and check, because I have found in order to do this is taking a lot of time, because when you get into the differences, people have trouble. And so let's just go through the basic question. What is Shoji? What is Fusuma? I want you to answer that. And that sounded okay. All right? So let's ask you, what is Shoji?
Shoji. I brought the picture here.
Shoji. Oh, okay. Good. Okay.
Shoji. In tradition, to the traditional Japanese architecture, a shoji is a door, window, and or a room divider. Shoji doors are designed to slide open, which conserves space required by a swinging door. So shoji sliding door is consisting of translucent paper, usually washi, the traditional Japanese paper over a frame of wood. That's shoji.
Okay, good. What's your answer for what is shoji?
Shoji are sliding doors covered with a thin white paper and over a wooden frame. They are used as a divider, as a partition and divider.
Divider is okay.
Divider between rooms in a Japanese house. And shoji are also used as window shades to soften the sunlight coming into the room.
Mm. Okay, good. I'll ask you this. What is shoji?
Shoji are sliding doors with wood lattice work built into a rectangular wooden frame and paste with Japanese thin paper, which allow the soft light to flow into the room.
Okay, could you say paste? Did you say
pasted?
Okay. Pasted. Covered. Let's say covered.
Covered with?
Mm-hmm.
Thin paper, which allows the soft light to flow into the room. They separate the rooms from veranda and corridor.
Okay.
Corridor is up.
Yeah, that's okay. Corridor, hallway.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Let's go to Fusuma. Tell me, what is Fusuma?
Fusuma are wood frame sliding doors covered with a thick paper. Beautiful designs and pictures are depicted on the paper. So Fusuma is used for as the interior of Japanese house. And unlike shoji, lightning is not taken into consideration. Fusuma are used for room partitions or doors of rooms entrance or a closet.
Mm. Good. All right. What is Fusuma?
Fusuma are sliding doors covered with thick Japanese paper. And Fusuma is used to divide a Japanese style room to another room.
And if you divide a let's divide one room from another. Okay, you want to say that again?
Mm-hmm. And Kusuma sliding doors covered with thick Japanese paper, and Kusuma is used to divide Japanese, Kusuma is used to divide one room from another, and it doesn't allow sunlight into the room. And historically, Fusume had a decorative picture of nature, including birds, mountains, and flowers.
Good. All right, your turn. What is Fusuma?
Fusuma is a sliding door made by stretching thick decorative paper over both sides of a wooden frame.
Oh, okay. And?
And sometimes Fusuma hides oshire. Oshire is a very small stock room.
A closet. This is oshire hides. Oshire. Oshire is the door. No. Oshire is the closet. Fusuma is the door for Japanese style closet.
Japanese style closet.
Yeah, Fusuma is the door. Okay, for Japanese style closets. Good. Okay, when you say these separately, they sound pretty good. Now, we have to tell the differences, and this is where people are having trouble. And I'll let you try. The main question today is, what is the differences? You know, how do you explain Shoji and Fusuma to tourists? What are the differences between them? And let's try this. But what happens is students are having trouble. And to me, they're not really describing differences. Is Shoji is this, Shoji, 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 Fusuma, 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 Fusuma. And what's the difference? You haven't really compared it. So what I'd like you to do is compare. It's easier to explain that way, if you know what I mean. So don't just explain Shoji, 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 and Fusuma, 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 because it isn't explaining the differences. You need to compare. And this is good for all of these types of comparisons. What is the difference in sake and shochu? And students tend to talk, sake is this, sake, 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 and shochu, 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 shochu. And have you compared all of the differences? Some maybe match to be comparisons, but sometimes you're talking about different things, and well, where's the difference in a sense? This one's this, this one, what about this one? If you know what I mean. What I'm going to do is draw a list on the board and explain to you. But let's see what you have for an answer. What is the differences between Shoji and Fusuma?
The big difference between Shoji and Fusuma is the thickness of the paper.
Okay.
The Shoji is normally, they are both sliding doors, but the Shoji sliding doors covered with thin white paper.
Okay.
And they are translucent, so usually they are used by the windows as light diffusers or private screens. And whereas Fusuma is also a sliding doors and covered with thick paper. And they are mainly used for dividing the rooms in a Japanese house. This is my answer.
Okay, all right. And what do you have for what are the differences between Fusuma and Shoji?
Fusuma are vertical rectangular panels. The surface is all paper, just like Shoji, but Shoji is the same translucent paper, whereas Fusuma is thick paper covered over the panel, wooden panel.
Okay.
That's the big difference. And of course, just like Shoji, it's side to side to define spaces or act as doors, but cannot be used for a window, just like Shoji. Shoji is translucent, and the light comes in through the same paper, but not Fusuma.
Okay, good.
And same size, about the same size as Shoji,
90 centimeters wide and by 180 centimeters tall, the same size as a tatami mat.
Okay. All right. So you say, so yeah, that's fine. Some of the...
I have the picture here.
Right, you have a picture. Good. Okay. So that I want to ask about some of that stuff. But see, what I'm doing is this. Okay, I'm going to let you try. What is the difference between fusuma and shoji?
Okay. Shoji and fusuma are both sliding doors. But shoji are sliding doors covered with the white thin paper, thin white papers over a wooden frame. While fusuma... it's also sliding doors covered with very thick white papers. And shoji can be used...
Paper.
Okay, shoji can be used as both sliding doors and window shades. On the other hand, fusuma can be used only as sliding doors to divide one room from another.
Okay.
Also, various kinds of motifs, such as flowers, animals, and other natural landscapes, are painted on the fusuma.
Okay.
That's my answer.
That's your answer. Okay. So, see, what I'm saying, this is what's happened. Part of this got filled in, so you've got the contrast, right? So what I wrote here is like a list. You've got thin white paper, thick paper, that's been mentioned, translucent, and then she mentioned not translucent. What is it? What a translucent and the other opaque is the word for the cube. Or, you know, it's translucent, let's light go through. So shoji, let's light go through. Fusuma is not translucent. It's opaque. It blocks light. Okay. And then you have sliding doors. Shoji are sliding doors and used as window shades. But fusuma are used as dividing rooms. But what's missing here? Are shoji used for closet doors?
No.
No. So fusuma are not window shades or curtains. Some people say like curtains. But fusuma are used as what? Closet doors. So these are the differences. They're looking for differences, right? Okay. Pictures and designs. Finally, fusuma has pictures and designs. What about shoji?
No.
No pictures, no designs, so it's plain. So these are how you just explain the differences. Okay, what else? I'll ask you, what is difference about the frame? If you look at shoji, so foreigners don't know. It's the same as temples. What's the difference between temple and shrine? Well, people say, oh, the difference is temple is for Buddhism and shrine is for Shintoism. Well, that's nice. Well, what is this? Right? Physically difference. What is the physical difference? What
about
the frames?
The difference between them is, in the case of shoji, it's the paper is covered with a lattice work.
Okay, right, okay.
But fusuma is... The fusuma's paper is just a wooden frame.
Right, simple frame.
Simple frame.
Okay, but what about the difference? Look at the difference.
Look at the difference. Kusuma is just like door in the Western style house.
What's the difference? Where did I draw the difference? What is this? Which one is this? Can you tell?
Shoji and Kusuma.
So what's the difference?
Frame is different.
Yeah.
Lattice work and...
Well, lattice work. But what about the color? What is the color of shoji's frame?
Oh, a frame.
Yeah, frame.
Okay. Frame, the color of frame is... brown.
Which one?
In the case of shoji.
Okay, shoji, well, we say probably natural wood color.
Natural wood color.
Okay, so just natural wood.
Yeah.
And what about shoji, fusuma?
Fusuma, in the fusuma's case, it's the color is the black.
Okay, black or dark brown or whatever, right? right? So it's color. Okay, so now we've filled out all of the differences, and you can tell the differences. Okay, so you want to try your full answer. What are some differences between Fusuma and Shoji? Well, what happens is I've got students say, okay, Shoji is thin. Shoji is a wooden frame covered with thin white paper, and it has it's a sliding door used like curtains, and it has lattice. And what is Fusuma is not translucent, it's opaque, and it has features, and it is maybe black, dark color. And if you see what I've done, I've picked things here, but you haven't compared them. You've just mentioned characteristics, but you haven't compared one item to the next. You've just told me the features, if you see what I've circled, right? So what I'd like you to do, for all of your answers, the difference between sake and shochu, it's easier to compare. Why? Because you don't forget. If you list a thing of shoji, and then you come here and list all the things of fusuma, you might, oh, what did I talk about? Oh, I forget. So you haven't really compared. So thin white paper, but you never mentioned fusuma's thick paper. If you understand what I'm saying? So for all of your comparisons. So it's good to compare one thing to another. So there, shoji has no pictures, designs, it's plain. But fusuma has beautiful pictures and designs of birds and flowers and pine trees. Okay, so try it again and let's see how this answer sounds. Okay?
Okay.
Good.
Shoji and fusuma are both sliding doors, but there are some big differences. In the shoji, is thin, while fusuma is thick.
The paper, right?
Thick paper.
Uh-huh, okay.
Shoji, the paper is translucent and allow the photograph to fall in, but fusuma paper is not translucent. So the light is not, cannot go through to the fusuma. And also, fusuma's role is sliding door, but shoji's role is just like curtain facing outside.
Okay.
But fusuma is role is divide rooms, one room from another.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in the fusuma, it's because of thickness of the paper, they have beautiful pictures or designs on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of shoji, because it's very thin, so you can't have any pictures or designs on it.
Okay. That's fine, yeah. Good. All right, yeah, you don't have to mention everything, but yeah. So your turn, tell me the... Yeah, it's easy, right? It's easy or is it hard? I don't want to make it hard for you. What I'm trying to say is just, you know, pick what you like. You don't have to say everything, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But think about when you compare, okay? So what are the differences?
Okay, both shoji and the fusuma are sliding doors, but there are some differences between them. Shoji uses thin paper covered on the uses a thin paper on the lattice work wooden frame.
Okay.
And on the other hand, fusuma uses a thick paper on a plain wooden frame.
Maybe just simple wooden frame.
Simple wooden frame.
Okay.
And also, shoji's paper is very thin, so it's translucent, and the light can come through the shoji room, but fusuma's paper is very thick, so it's opaque, so it can't through the light.
So light can't.
Light can't through.
Come
it,
through.
Come through
it.
come through it.
Good. Okay, good. What are the differences between fusuma and shoji?
Both fusuma and shoji and fusuma are sliding doors, but there are some differences. And first of all, shoji are covered by a thin white Japanese paper. On the other hand, fusuma are covered by thick paper. And secondly, sliding doors are like curtains, and it divides.
Or shoji are like curtains.
Shoji are like curtains, and it divides rooms from windows or verandas. On the other hand, fusuma divides one room to another room.
One room
from another. And also, fusuma has a lattice work wooden frame. Shoji has a lattice work wooden frame. On the other hand, fusuma has a simple frame.
Hmm. Okay, good. All right, your turn. Okay.
Shoji is to very thin paper. So usually color is only white.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, fusuma is from thick paper, so it can carry a lot of beautiful pictures.
It can be painted with.
It can be painted with beautiful pictures. About 2 years ago, I went to exhibition of fusuma. I was so surprised that fusuma is a kind of Japanese traditional art.
Mm-hmm.
So we can be proud of long history fusuma culture.
Okay, we can be proud of?
We can be proud of long
history. Of a long, long?
of a long history of fusuma culture.
Okay.
And Kano family is very famous for fusuma picture. Mm-hmm. So shoji, on the other hand, shoji is just a thin paper, which light can come through, but wind cannot come through.
Okay.
So sometimes inconvenient.
Inconvenient.
But from outside, viewer cannot look through into the house.
Right, so this is for privacy.
It can keep privacy, so used like Western lace curtain, I think. But the lace curtain can.
Well, this is like Western curtains.
Western curtain.
Okay, but fusuma. You're not comparing it.
Fusuma divides rooms, so like Western walls.
Okay, walls, and also used for closet doors.
Also used for closet doors.
Yeah. Okay. Good. All right. Yeah. Remember, you're talking about fusuma, and then this, you have to compare. Okay. So you mentioned this Kano family.
I'm not so sure, but I was so surprised. Beautiful pictures,
right.
Tigers, or I didn't know until that I did the exhibition.
All right, I'm not. I know that there's. We're talking about Jiobunkazai and things today later, but in Kyoto, there's a place very famous for fusuma. Do you know where that is?
Ghost fusuma. No.
Well, where's that?
Nijōjō.
Yeah, Nijōjō. Right, Nijōjō has beautiful paintings of the gold fusuma with the pine trees at the Tokugawa's house. Is that what your picture is? It looks.
Say.
Is that from Nijōjō?
I don't know.
Let's take a look. This one's pretty fancy, right? Maybe not Nijōjō, but see how it's painted? She's got yeah, so some of them are national treasures, right? What she said in exhibition.
I got
okay.
From internet.
From the internet? Okay, good. Okay, so what? Let me just ask you, what are some of the beautiful designs on Fusuma? What are some beautiful designs painted on Fusuma? What are motifs and designs on Fusuma?
As she mentioned, that are flowers.
Okay.
Rivers, mountains, natural scenery.
Okay. And what, just patterns?
Patterns?
Yeah, patterns. You know what patterns are?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what they are, patterns, right? So you have something that's just a circle like this all over the page. Or not page, the right side, or something like this. Just something that's a repeated design. Mm-hmm. It's called a pattern, right? So there's a lot of those, especially in houses. They don't have pine trees on your fusuma. Usually it's just kind of a pattern. Okay? You look confused.
No.
Yeah, so when they ask you, like, for example, the same questions I have are for Sensu and for Uchiwa. What are the designs on them? And basically all these designs are the same, but when I ask the question, just, you know, answers, flowers, birds, cherry blossoms, maple leaves, that type of thing. Okay? All right, I think we're okay with this. Any questions about Fusuma and Shoji? Okay, good. So just remember when you compare things, try to compare, you know, Fusuma's like this, Shoji's like this, Shoji's like this, Fusuma's like this, temple is like this, shrine is like this, Sake's like this, Shochu's like this, Aikido's like this, Judo's like this, right? So Soba's like this, Udon's like this.
But first, you should say common features of both.
Yeah, you could say, sure.
And
you
then
say?
After that comes difference.
Yeah, it's how you want to answer, that's fine. If you want to mention it's what's the same, the size, and both like sliding doors and things, that's fine, sure. But
then
they
can visualize.
Yeah, right. Okay, so good. Just as I say, that's my hint, is because people mentioned, you know, soba is brown noodles made from buckwheat, and, you know, udon is thick noodles. Oh, okay. What have you compared? Have you compared the color? No. Have you compared the thickness? No. Have you compared the ingredients? No. If you hear what I said, right? So compare each thing. It's much easier for you to give a better answer. Okay. There's another thing in Japanese houses that's very common and they sometimes ask about. Let me see if you can answer about what is tatami.
Tatami. Tatami is a straw mat, rectangular straw mat being used as Japanese floor material.
Used for floor, the flooring?
Floors, yeah.
Okay, all right. And anything else?
And the size is 90 centimeters wide by 180 centimeters length. The width and length.
Right, the standard is what,
90 by 180.
Okay, so yeah, that's a pretty standard. There are three different sizes, right? Danchi size, kyoma, right? Different sizes, pretty much.
The edges are trimmed by gorgeous cloth or... Mm-hmm. That depends on the taste of the owner.
Right, okay, good.
Sometimes without any trimming.
Okay, right. Okay, good. Let me just ask you the same thing. What is tatami?
Tatami, tatami is a biggest feature of a Japanese house, and they are a straw mat, based on straw mats and decorative edges. Handled with the decorative edges. Mm-hmm. They are like triangular in shape and about 90 centimeters and 180 centimeters.
And what are they used for?
That's used as a floor mats.
Okay, floor mats are
Japanese style house.
Right. Okay. Good. Yeah. Don't forget to ask this. The people tell me they're mats, but used as floor mats or for used for flooring, used for floor covering, or used as a floor. That's fine, but don't forget to say that. Okay. And as I said, there are different. The basic size is 180 by 90, but there are different sizes, right? There's like the danchi size is smaller, and there's the kyoma, and there's the waedoma or something different, a little different in sizes. Okay, good. Let's go to question two. Finally, we can go to another question, and it's sensu. So tell me, what is sensu?
Sensu is a folding pan made of paper on a bamboo frame. Usually with a decorative picture, design, or calligraphic character on it. While uchiwa came from China, sensu originated in Japan. In addition to create breeze and refreshment, sensu is indispensable props for classical Japanese dance, comic storytelling, and the tea ceremony.
Okay, good. And I'll just ask her, what is sensu?
Sensu is a folding fan originated in Japan.
Okay, folding fan that originated
that
in Japan.
That originated in Japan. It's made of paper on a bamboo frame, usually with a developed picture, design, and calligraphic character on it. In addition to being used to create beads for keeping oneself cool, sensu are used for classical Japanese dance, and also Bakuboka is a professional storytellers. Uses sensu.
Okay, let's go back to the last sentence. So, what is it about dance? So we would put in dance.
In dance.
Yeah. Did you say four?
Four, yes.
Yeah, I don't know why, but we would say in sounds a little, it's like part of.
Mm-hmm.
So it's used in Japanese dance.
In Japanese dance.
And then tell me about the dakugo. Maybe just make a different sentence. So Japanese used in Japanese traditional chants.
Okay.
Period.
And also, Rakugoka, who is a professional storyteller,
uses. Okay, so Rakugoka.
Rakugoka, who are professional storytellers, use sense also.
Okay. You know what you did? The first time you said Rakugoka, storyteller. So storyteller uses.
Mm-hmm.
The next time you said Rakugoka, storytellers.
Okay.
So storytellers use. Okay? So if it's storyteller uses.
Uh-huh.
Storytellers use. Okay, that's all. You switched again. So.
Okay, thank you.
Good. Okay, tell me, what is sensu?
Sensu is a folding fan made of paper or cloth and bamboo frame.
Okay, paper and
paper or
cloth.
Cloth. And
on maybe it sounds but on a
on the bamboo frame.
Okay.
And it is mainly used for keeping oneself cool in hot and summer hot and humid summer in Japan. And but also sensu is used in traditional Japanese dance called Nihon Buyo and in comic storytelling called Rakugo. And also it originated in Japan, and in the Heian period people wrote poems on sensu and gave someone as a gift.
Okay, good. Gave it to someone.
Gave it to someone as a gift.
Good. What is sensu?
Sensu is a folding pan. Paper is on framed bamboo.
Let's try it again. What is sensu?
Sensu is a folding paper
Not fold, that's origami.
Folding fan. Okay. Paper is on bamboo frame.
Okay, since it was a folding fan, you know, paper, what do they have? Is a, yeah, and paper, paper is put on.
Paper is put on
bamboo frame.
Bamboo frame. Shape is 1/4 of a circle. How can I express?
Well, I'm not sure. 1/4 of chuckle.
Circle.
A circle?
A circle.
Oh, what is it? Sako sounds Japanese. Go man. You're saying what? A quarter of a circle.
A quarter of a circle.
Not sako. Mm-hmm. Circle.
Sako.
Good, yeah. Sako as a circle.
Sako.
Sako. What you're sounding like you're saying sako. I'm sorry, but you have to be. I thought you said 1/4 of sako. But you're saying circle, correct?
Circle.
Okay, circle. So you need this for one thing. 1/4 of a circle.
1/4 of a circle.
Look.
Circle.
Yes.
And especially women can keep sense in their bag, mm-hmm. because it becomes so compact and spread and send the wind funny.
Mm-hmm.
So very convenient, I think.
Okay. Are you carrying one now?
No.
No, and you probably some of you might have. Well, she has. Okay, there we go. That's a nice one, yeah. See, that has characters, right?
That's
the
sutra.
Ah, the sutra, okay. Good.
I think it is used in tea ceremony, too.
Right, tea ceremony uses it. Good. Okay, what is sensu?
Sensu is a folding fan made of paper on a bamboo frame. Usually with a decorative picture design or calligraphic character on it. And
I mean, with calligraphic characters.
Calligraphic characters.
Usually they could have one, but let's speak plural. In general, so it has calligraphic characters.
Mm-hmm. Calligraphic characters on it.
Mm-hmm.
The sensu is very compact, so it is very good for souvenir. You can buy it at the department store.
Okay, good. Do you have one?
Yes, at home.
Oh, it's at home. Yeah, if you leave the house, oh, I forgot, it's too hot. But okay, there you go. What is sensu?
Sensu. I have the sample here. This is sensu.
Okay. You're going to have to bring a big bag at the test. Sensu, sake, and everything else. Okay.
Sensu is a handheld folding fan made of paper on a frame, a bamboo frame. Proudly, I would like to tell you that sensu was invented in Japan. It's been used by waving to induce an airflow for the purpose of cooling or refreshing oneself. In Heian period, Heian period,
mm-hmm.
at Rava's trysts, gifts of flowers are presented on sensu. Also, they used sensu to cover the face in moment of embarrassment. It's a compact carry-around cooling device, one of the necessity in summertime, especially for me.
Oh, okay, good. All right, we talked about sensu. Let's go to, yeah, let's do Uchiwa, I guess, uh-huh.
Uchiwa is a round paper fan with a wooden or plastic handle. It's an eco-friendly way to keep cool. The paper fan there is very gentle and easy to control, so that is good for the babies, the elderly, and the sick.
Okay, what was that again?
The paper fan there is paper? Very gentle and easy to control, so it is good for.
You're saying, well, it's really good. I can't. The paper fan?
Paper fan? paper fans air.
Oh, okay, the paper
fans yeah. air is very gentle and
okay.
easy to control, so that's good for the elderly, the sick, and the babies.
Mm.
Fans are often handed out for free around the stations as promotional tour, especially during summer fireworks display.
Okay, say that last sentence again.
Fans are often handed out for free as a promotional tour.
Promotional item.
Promotional item, and especially during the summer fireworks festivals.
Okay, especially during the festival, summer fireworks. That's okay, yeah. This, I was probably
festivals.
Yeah, during summer festivals, right. Or fireworks during summer fireworks displays and festivals. Is that what you want to say?
Fans are often handed out for free around the stations as promotional items during summer festivals and fireworks.
Displays. Good, okay. Good. Just one thing. With this, the fans air, it sounds a little kind of strange. I would put the...
How'd you say?
Probably the breeze.
A breeze.
Is that okay? The breeze from a paper fan.
Breeze from a paper fan.
Breeze from a paper fan is, what, gentle?
Oh, yeah, but very gentle and
okay.
easy to control.
Good. All right, good. And that's a good answer. Good. What is the uchiwa?
Uchiwa is a round, flat paper or a paper fan with a wooden frame, a wooden or plastic handle. They are brought into Japan from China around more than 1,000 years ago. In the hot summer, panning creates breezes and refreshment. In addition to this purpose, we used uchiwa to fan fire until the recent time.
To fan fires?
Yeah, fan fires until the recent time. Although we don't do that anymore. Uchiwa can be obtained for nothing. Just in the shops and the stores, just like tissue on the street, which has some advertisement on the paper.
The reason I love it, tissue on the street sounds like gomi. Sorry, I don't. Yeah, but it's just like passing out tissue.
Passing out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, just like passing out tissue on the street.
Passing out. What does it mean?
To hand out.
To the hand out.
Yeah.
Okay.
So can you say that sentence again? Hand out, handing out, just like handing out or passing out tissue on the street.
Just like handing out, passing out tissue on the street.
Okay. And another probably more clearly, just as tissue is passed out on the street.
Just as tissues.
Yeah. Maybe tissue is passed out on the street. Yeah, that sounds a little better. Okay, one more.
Hand it out is okay?
Sure.
Okay. Just like, just as tissue is passed out on the street.
Sure, okay. Okay, you mentioned about fanning a fire. Now, have you ever done that?
Yes, many times.
When you were young, maybe?
Yes, when I was a boy, our dad was using the matches, I don't know what you call that.
See, the tree trunks or lumber,
yeah,
or wood,
tree
wood,
trunks.
Wood.
Wood, yeah. Instead of.
And you would fan the fire.
Yes. So.
Okay. Nowadays, there are still some people who fan fires.
Mm-hmm.
Who would that be? For their work.
For their work?
Mm.
Oh. For their work. Oh, practically, yeah. It's good, yeah. The workers for making grilled chicken.
Uh-huh. Right, they fan fires.
Yes. And right. Unagi eel.
Yeah, and the eel stores, eel stores. Shops, restaurants, they fan fire. Yeah. Good. Okay, what is Uchiwa?
Uchiwa is a round flat paper fan with a wooden plastic frame. It was introduced to Japan from China over 10,000 years ago.
A thousand years ago.
It is used to making grease for keeping oneself cool or fanning a fire.
And when is the last time you fanned a fire in your house? I don't fan it. But have you ever used uchiwa in your kitchen?
No, never.
Ah, okay, you never make sushi.
Sushi rice.
Yes.
Have you made sushi? No, right?
I don't.
Yeah.
I saw my mother using uchiwa to make sushi rice cool.
Yeah, probably
too cool sushi rice.
Yeah, so uchiwa in the house, people nowadays, you know, unless you live in a very far area from a city, you don't fan the fire in the house, but people still use uchiwa to cool sushi.
Yeah.
Now I've seen people put the senpuki put the senpuki next to the sushi okay. It's like, you know, jido air, right? Anyway. So people traditionally use uchiwa for cooling sushi rice. Okay, and how about you? What is uchiwa?
Uchiwa is a round flat paper fan with a wooden or plastic handle. It is mainly used for keeping oneself cool and fanning a fire or when cooling sushi rice. And in summer, you can see people wearing yukata with uchiwa in their hands, especially during the fireworks displays and roga festivals. And also sometimes you can get a free uchiwa around the train stations which advertise this company or a product.
Okay, let's say the last sentence again. Sounds really good. You can get free uchiwa.
On which advertisement of a company or product is painted.
Or written.
Written.
Okay, and yeah, you can get free uchiwa at stations and where did you say? On the street?
Around the train station.
Okay. I'm just trying to say that, but you can get free uchiwa around train stations because they have people. I don't want to make it too complicated, but you can get free uchiwa around train stations and because people pass them out for advertising. Whereas you can get free uchiwa because they are used for advertising. You know, logos and company names and promotions are printed on them. Okay, but where can I buy one?
You can buy uchiwa in many shops, like and grocery store.
Oh, grocery store. Okay.
Sorry,
100 yen
shops.
Yeah, 100 yen stores. Yeah. The nice ones in this department stores and a QQ though has really nice ones. He's a
Kyukyo,
right, in Ginza, I know that place.
I got this from Omatsuri.
Oh, you got it from
Omatsuri? That's the precinct of the shrine. Shrine precincts, the little stores there.
Oh, okay. Did you buy that, or is that...
Yes, for my daughter. So this is 30 years old.
Oh, okay. That's very nice. Yeah, it's cute. Look at that.
Yeah.
You have to be careful, huh? Yeah. Good, okay. Everybody's okay with uchiwa? And you can get free uchiwa because they are used for advertising. Okay. Or uchiwa are used as a promotional item for advertising. Okay? Let's go to the next word, your turn. Let's go to, what is this, furoshiki. Okay, and furoshiki in this answer is usually given as what, a wrapping cloth? And you have to be very careful because there's a pronunciation problem. Okay, cloth is C-L-O-T-H, and you have an L and you have a T-H, and that's really hard for many Japanese to say, so you end up with a wrapping cross, like a jujika, right? And so you have to be very careful to say wrapping cloth. Now, one of the other, besides the pronunciation, there is no concept in English of a wrapping cloth. We have wrapping paper. So if you said, you know, if you talked about wrapping paper, everyone would immediately know what you mean. But wrapping cloth, if they hear that, they still, what's a wrapping cloth? We don't know. So I put, it is a cloth or piece of cloth used for wrapping things. Now, many students have changed the model answer to something else, which is their choice, but the wrapping cloth is difficult to say sometimes. So it is a cloth used for wrapping things. And making a sentence like that to define it makes it easier to understand. It's a piece of cloth like a scarf. Some people have put, it's a piece of cloth like a scarf. Okay, so it's a piece of cloth like a scarf used for wrapping things. Okay, that's just my hint, and I'm not sure what your answer is. Some students, as I said, have their own answers. They've changed some things. So what is a furoshiki?
Furoshiki is just a piece of cloth, like a scarf. I think about 1 meter square, 1 meter square.
Okay, that's fine.
And it is just a piece of cloth, so it can change shape. When we wrap a bottle, it changes.
Well, I don't think when I say change shape, it can easily accommodate.
Accommodate with the things to be wrapped.
Yeah, it can easily accommodate. It can easily accommodate any items to be wrapped.
It is easily accommodated to any items to be wrapped.
Right. It is usually accommodated to any items to be wrapped.
It is easily accommodated to the items to be wrapped.
Yes, okay.
So, it is not used, you can fold in a small piece.
Okay, when it is not used?
When it is not used. Can be folded
into a small piece, we wouldn't say. It can be folded into a small shape.
It is folded into a small shape, so very convenient.
Okay, let's try your answer again. What is furoshiki? And this time you have to tell me what it's used for. Okay, so last time you said it's a piece of cloth and it can accommodate. It is easily accommodated to items for wrap to in any shape, but you didn't really say the purpose is wrapping. Okay, so try it once more.
Furoshiki is just a piece of paper,
cloth.
Just a piece of cloth like a scarf, used for wrapping things.
Good.
When it is not used, it can be folded into a small shape.
Okay.
So very convenient.
And you can say it can be folded into a small size.
You can fold it into a small size.
Yeah, okay.
So very convenient.
Right, and it is easily accommodate, it easily accommodates things to be wrapped.
And it's easily accommodate to
things
to be wrapped.
Yeah, it easily accommodates things to be wrapped. It easily is accommodated to things to be wrapped. The grammar you can change. It accommodates. It is accommodated to. Okay.
Accommodated to the things to be wrapped.
Yes, okay, good. All right, so practice that. Write it down so you don't forget. And then you practice that, then it sounds good. What is furoshiki?
Furoshiki is a piece of cloth, like a scarf, used for wrapping things.
Mm-hmm.
And it has decorative designs. And it has been traditionally used wrapping clothes, gifts, and other goods. But now it is very attractive as an eco-friendly item. You can wrap things in with furoshiki instead of paper.
Okay. You can wrap things with furoshiki instead of paper. Yeah.
Piece of paper?
No, that's fine. I'm sorry. I want to just make sure you're not wrapping the paper. So you can wrap things with furoshiki instead of paper. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Good.
And also, furoshiki is used for wrapping bento or lunchbox.
Right. Good. Where does the name furoshiki come from?
Furoshiki literally means a bath spread, and traditionally people use furoshiki for transporting clothes at the bathing place, the sento.
Okay, right, transporting or carrying.
Carrying
their clothes.
Their clothes with.
Mm.
Carrying clothes by
with the furoshiki in
furoshiki.
Yeah, so they would, what they would do is they would carry their clothes to the bathhouse in the furoshiki. Then they would wrap their clothes in the furoshiki, and when they're changing and taking the bath, right?
Yes.
And then they put their other clothes and new clothes out, and so it's a bath wrap, bath spread, used to carry clothes or hold clothes when people went to the bath in the Edo period. Or maybe before it. Sure. Okay, good. What is furoshiki?
Furoshiki is a piece of cloth, like a scarf, used for wrapping things. Furoshiki literally means first spread. Furoshiki cloth.
What spread?
Spread.
First. Bath spread?
Bath spread. I don't know. She said said first spread.
No, bath.
No, bath.
The furo. Or furo. Furo.
Bath spread. Okay.
Okay.
Alright. Furoshiki cloths come in many colors, plain or with design. It is usually accommodated to any items to be wrapped. When not in use, it can be folded compactly and put away.
Okay, good. Where can I buy furoshiki?
Furoshiki in any kimono stores or department stores. Yes.
Okay,
well,
sure.
You can go to the cross shop and buy one 1 meter, 2 meters, and cut it.
Yeah.
And sew the edges,
right? Yeah, you can make your own, right? Yeah, okay, good. Yeah, I think some souvenir shops might have them also.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, you brought? Oh, she brought everything today. Oh.
I have better ones, but I both went, gone somewhere. It's holy ones.
Oh, okay. So that looks like you had used that for a while.
Yes,
has
I
your
don't
name
know
on
where it.
It
comes from.
You had your name on it.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
My mother gave it.
Oh, okay. She brought antique items today.
I am an antique person.
You like an antique collect?
Collect that and person. Myself.
Okay, what is puroshiki?
Puroshiki, it looks like a scarf. It's a piece of clothes used for wrapping things. It literally means a best spread. In Edo period, paper best house became popular. The puroshiki was used for spreading on the floor while dressing and for wrapping clothes to carry. And it has once lost its popularity in nowadays,
okay.
In the modern period. But as an everyday item, in recent years it's become popular again as eco-friendly items. As an eco-friendly item. For things to be wrapped.
Good. And what are some of the designs?
Designs vary from. It has a very different designs and patterns in each items,
mm-hmm.
And there various kinds of motifs, so such as their calligraphy on it,
mm-hmm.
Designs of flowers, and something like traditional items such as Fushiyama, kabuki actors.
Oh, okay, sure, yeah, lots of designs. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, let's take a break, and then we'll come back and finish everything. I hope we have time for some extra questions, so it probably won't take too much time on the Juyo Bunkazai, because everyone's just saying the model answers usually. Okay, but just think about examples. Yeah, this is fine. These model answers are fine. But think about examples, okay? That's the important thing. What is, intangible, whatever.